Patsy McGonagall, any good news from a Donegal point of view?
Yes, indeed. A couple of medals since you were here with me last, Kieran. Obviously, I was filling you in on the fact that Mark English had no problem getting through to the final tomorrow for that 800 metres. And moving on from that, actually, we have a medal for James Kelly right about the same time as I was on. Yeah, there he got a silver medal in the shot. Just, you know, the Kelly boys have been medaling in the shot for years. And on this occasion, James was the representative. John had been injured for a bit, and he is getting back to competition back in Sweden, but he decided not to take in the championship on this occasion. But a silver medal for the St. John's man at about 16:26 or something like that, or maybe a wee bit more, but a silver medal nonetheless, and fair play to James Kelly. We had a gold medal performance for the Castadare girl swimmer Lecky Finn Valley athlete, 176. She has had a great record over the years, both indoor and outdoor in the high jump, and she's feeling a bit of pressure today with a couple of junior athletes, under 18 athletes in fact, and new names on the block. But she's the one name, the one athlete that consistently year on year on year collects medals and won titles at indoor and outdoor since she was a young athlete, indeed since she was a schoolgirl athlete in fact. And on this occasion, 176, she is the national champion. As I say, came into athletics when she was about 7 years of age and to the local sports at Finn Valley. So a good result for her. Also, filling in on most of the other stuff, the two Dewhurst boys who we expect medals to come from, at least one of them, Fintan, in fact, in the 400 metre hurdles, they're not on to about a half five, but I expect both Ethan and Fintan, both from Glenties, of course, brothers, I expect them to get through to the final for tomorrow. And then we had them, what else had I? Janine Boyle, she was in the 200 metre final earlier, finished sixth in the final, so well done to her. Arlene Crossan in the 400 metre flat, 55-53, not good enough to make the final, just a 0.03 out from the final, but she'll be disappointed with that. And you know, she'll be disappointed because I would have anticipated that she would have made the final. And Kelly McGrory, he won her heat on the 400 metres, 53-98, no difficulty whatsoever, and she will enter tomorrow's final with a view to getting a medal. And indeed, her eyes very clearly are on being up there, you know, in the top 3-4, so that she's considered for selection for the squad for the 4x400 metres relay for the Olympic Games, which would be a big deal for Kelly, for the Lahey girls. So well done there. What else have I got for you? Well, Joseph Adu, he was in the 200 metres heat. He finished third. That didn't progress him, obviously. And what else? Erin Freed from Letterkenny, she also was in the 400 metres. She finished fifth in her heat, 58.03. A wee bit off the pace there. But look, she's gaining experience. I was explaining this when I was here earlier. She's experienced. And the other medal came as first ever senior medal. Joseph Gillespie from Finn Valley finished second in the triple jump, 13.94. Early days in round one, he hit 13.94. He held the position. The boy from Belfast beat him, but I do believe that he'll go 14 plus in the weeks ahead, National League next weekend, and then beyond that, the AAI Games. But his season's only really beginning. But such a talented young man, started as a athlete. He's a Session Neil National School and has built over the years. He's medaled at national level at all the ages. This is his first ever senior championship medal for the Carrick McGrath man, and from Ballybofey, Joseph Gillespie. So that's the story. James Kelly in the medals. Snumber Lecky, gold medal performance, and Joseph Gillespie, silver medal. That's a medal tally as we leave you at the moment, Kieran, and I'm waiting for the Dewhurst boys, the Glenties lads, to run in this 400 metre heat and see how that goes. But that's where we're at as of today. Tomorrow's going to be exciting. It's a miserable day here. In fact, you know, the weather's, I'm told, in Donegal is much, much better. The weather's not good. It's miserable. It's a wee bit of heat sometimes, but it's not summer weather as we have been, you know, we've come to expect. And that doesn't help the atmosphere. In fairness, it's kind of a dead enough day one national championship. Charlene Mosley, who made such a big name for herself in the recent European Championships, she has withdrawn from the championships with injury. Kieran McGean decided not to attend the championships because she's still training. So the big the big story tomorrow will obviously centre around our Adelecki when she's going to have a go at the 100 metres and she's going to have a go at breaking the Irish record. So we'll see how that goes, but no doubt she'll give it a right good shake indeed. But anyway, that's where the people will be attentive to tomorrow. But today, three medals so far, and we'll have to hold on and see what happens tomorrow.